Well, here in the U.S., violence is spiking in many American cities, St. Louis, Little Rock, Nashville, where in March, 19-year-old Vestoria Lucas was shot and killed near a playground in a public housing complex. She was a high school senior, a dedicated basketball player. The violence around her frightened her, and the brazenness of the killing shocked the neighborhood, which is grappling with the highest homicide rate in nearly three decades. Maribon Knight from Here and Now contributor WPLN reports.
At Vestoria Lucas's funeral, Pastor Howard Jones asked God to heal her grieving friends and family.
So, Father, help us to help each other.
He didn't want her murder, as so many do, to cascade through the neighborhood.
Tragedy, Father God, won't end just in a tragedy and another tragedy and another tragedy and another tragedy and another tragedy, Father. We want you to lead us, Lord, into a position of peace.
People in the audience nodded and shouted in agreement. Hands reached for the heavens. Everyone wanted what Jones was talking about, though a handful of them knew that lately, Vestoria hadn't felt much peace. In fact, she'd been preoccupied with death. It felt too close. First, her best friend and classmate, Dewan, was shot and killed, then her neighbor, Cash. In January, she'd sent her sister, Christina Westbrooks, a message on Facebook. She wrote, "We never know. It might be one of us one day.
Just in case, I want to let you all know that I love you and I'm here for you."
10 days after Vestoria sent that note, a man named Jaquez Clemens was shot and killed by a city police officer right outside her front door.
It hit her hard. After that, she's like, "I don't feel safe in this neighborhood." You know, she felt like something was going to happen to any one of us.
After Clemens' death, Westbrooks took Vestoria to a support group at a nearby church.
And she sat in the back. She did the meditation to, like, clear her mind. I don't know if it worked for her because the whole time her leg was just shaking. And everybody shared their, you know, emotions and their views and how they felt about stuff. And the lady asked her, she said, "What about you? How do you feel?" She said, "I'm angry. Tired of hitting the floor, tired of the gunshots."
I remember automatically being drawn to her because she was so silent.
Cadia Edwards, a local pastor and activist, was also at that same church meeting. When Vestoria did start talking, she confessed to having nightmares. Nightmares of her friends' bodies in coffins.
And I remember her vividly saying that she was having a difficult time sleeping at night. And she just said, "I feel like I'm next because I keep seeing people dying. And so I feel like I'm next."
When Edward saw Vestoria again, it was at the funeral for Jaquez Clemens. They were in line to view his body, lying in a lime green casket.
I walked up with her. I didn't want to look at the body, but she stood there for a while. Looked at the body until we walked back around. I sat back down in my seat. She got right back up and went up there again and maybe stood, looked at the body again for what felt like another 3 minutes or so. And I remember saying to my friend, "I wonder what that's about." And so, I mean, my spirit was destroyed when I heard that not even a month later, she was killed.
On March 28th, just after 5:30 p.m., Vestoria was walking home from a game of pickup basketball. Police say a man named Kevin Smith approached her. He shot her 9 times in the chest, arms, and legs. A short time later, Smith was arrested and confessed to the killing. A felon who'd been in and out of jail, Smith knew Vestoria and her family. 3 years earlier, her mother says he'd assaulted Vestoria, and she'd fought back. But police say it's still unclear why he murdered her. On that day, Vestoria's neighbor, Marilyn Greer, was sitting in her apartment talking on the phone. It was so beautiful outside, she'd opened her windows.
Was sitting in the window when I heard all this shooting, you know, about 10 shots, and it was just different this time, you know.
Greer jumped up and ran outside, worried the victim might be her granddaughter. She had to get close to make sure it wasn't. Then she stayed, standing over Vestoria.
Myself and some other ladies, we just joined hands and just started praying over the baby as she was laying on the ground. We just started praying over her.
For weeks, Greer couldn't get the image out of her mind. Neither could the other women who prayed over the 19-year-old. At a vigil for Vistoria the day after, Pastor Edwards encountered one of those women. She was hysterical, convinced she couldn't wash the blood off of her hands, and worried she hadn't said the right thing to Vistoria in her final moments.
Well, she was saying, "I didn't sleep last night. I keep seeing her face." There's something to be said about the nightmares that live inside of us after you've seen something so tragic.
Nightmares that get passed along, person to person, shooting by shooting. For Here and Now, I'm Mayor Benight in Nashville.